Airport lease assignments. And with us today is Mr. Garrett Dernoga, and he's in the back here. He's welcome to come up if he'd like. And Mr. John Kenny. And what we discussed several weeks ago, a recommendation by Mr. Dernoga, and he made a presentation also, and I also have copies of that. Mr. Dernoga is purchasing the Georgetown Air Services business from Mr. John Kenny. Mr. Dernoga noted that his plan is to maintain the current staff at the county airport, which includes 3 employees in the maintenance shop, 6 for fuel sales, and 6 part-time flight instructors for a total of 15. Again, as you can see, we have a number of different leases that we've entered into over time with Georgetown Air Services. The first lease there is the fixed base operator lease, which was the main lease, which includes the fuel farm, the rights to sell fuel at the airport. It includes the original old terminal building and the hangar connect. It's part of that building. The lease goes until May of 2013, but there are 2 5-year options. The rent is $29,352 per year, plus fuel flowage charges and tie-down charges that work out to about $12,000 a year right now. There's another lease for the Sussex Aero Maintenance Building, which is used as a maintenance facility. The terms are till November 30, 2010, plus 1 10-year option. Rent is $7,500 a year right now. It will increase to $10,500 a year, effective 2010. Then in the new airport terminal building, Georgetown Air Services rents about 338 square feet for the manager's office and a space for the fixed base operator. That lease expires July 30th of this year. Rent there is $5,520 per year. And then there is a hangar that part of that hangar is we have 2 leases there. The terms of those leases, it runs through January 31, 2008, with rent of $6,720 per year. So in total, when you add all these up, plus about $12,000 for fuel flowage fees, it adds up to about $61,000 per year. We have reviewed Mr. Dernoga's references, and they've been excellent. He has provided us financial information regarding the business as we requested. And at this time, we are recommending Council's approval of the assignment of these leases from Mr. John Kenny to Mr. Garrett Dernoga. We thought that as the individual leases expire, especially number 3 and number 4, that we would look at other options for the leases. I know Mr. Kenny is interested in retiring, and we've had an excellent working relationship over the years with Mr. Kenny and Mr. Dernoga, who has been at the airport for approximately 1 year with his flight instructor school. I don't know if either of you would like to say a few words or.
Okay. Been here before. That's a yes vote. Huh? Keep moving.
And what about subletting? Is there any?
Any subleases have to be approved by the council as per these main leases. And we are reviewing all our subleases now. So if there are any that we need to bring to you, we will.
Right.
That is part of their lease. They can sublease to others for airport-related purposes.
Without approval?
With approval.
With approval.
With approval.
With approval.
Mm-hmm.
With approval.
So that's something that we are working on. Mr. Godwin and Mr. Hicken, who is also here today, are working on that. So.
A little housekeeping.
Yeah. You have a motion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the transfer of ownership for Georgetown Aircraft from Mr. John Kenny to Mr. Garrett Dernoga, subject, or period. That's it.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion that we just read by Mr. Baker regarding the lease for the Georgetown Air Services. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you.
Congratulations, guy. I think John Good was hard. He can kick back.
No.
That's what you call quick retire, right?
We have had a good working relationship with Mr. Kenny.
Yeah, for real.
Bob Stable said he would never retire.
And then the last item is the county administrator's report. The DelDOT is holding a public workshop regarding the transportation plan update. There was one held last night at Greenwood, and there is one scheduled for tomorrow night at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Center from 5 to 7:30 p.m. And this is part of their update, which will be part at least considered as part of the county's comprehensive plan. Following a formal presentation at 5:30 p.m., the public will be encouraged to comment. And attached is a copy of information. Inland Bay's pollution control strategy meeting. DENREC will hold a public information meeting on the Inland Bay's pollution control strategy on Thursday, April 26th at 6 p.m. at the Rehoboth Beach Convention Hall. And there is attached information regarding that meeting. Beneficial acceptance. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance on April 16th. 2007 to Windmill Townhomes Agreement Number 476. Developers Windmill Ventures LLC. Project is located on County Road 352 in the Millville Expansion in Bethany Beach Sewer District, consisting of 18 multifamily residential buildings. And included with this report is a fact sheet. And then finally, we regret to inform you that Mr. Alton S. Ennis, a former county employee for the engineering department, passed away on April 20th, 2007. Mr. Ennis worked for the County Wastewater Department from June 1st, 1983 to February 15th, 1993. He is survived by his wife, Beatrice Ennis, who is also a former county employee. We wish to express our sympathy to Mr. Ennis's family. Thank you.
Mr. Stewart. Oh, you're taking it? Okay. Mr. Archie.
Sure. Mike Izzo got called to a meeting in Rehoboth and asked me if I would do this. So, the item on the agenda has to do with two agreements with DelDOT for some work they're proposing to do on Route 26, and both deal with issues related to the future expansion of Route 26 and the widening of the road. One of them has to do with extending the sewer laterals that are existing in Ocean View. The other one is with relocating our existing force mains, which come from Bethany Beach over to our pump station 99, which is in the center of Ocean View. The extending the laterals, that particular agreement, again, the right-of-way is being widened. So what we need is to extend the existing laterals to outside the new road right-of-way, so that the cleanouts are outside of the travelway. DelDOT's, under this particular agreement, DelDOT's engineer will design the work as part of the road improvements that will be done, and their contractor will construct the work as part of the project for widening it. So county will have minimal involvement except for reviewing plans and then ultimately inspecting the work. And the bottom line is DelDOT will reimburse us for all of those costs associated with the inspection. So they are actually carrying the burden of the work for extending the laterals and other minor things that go along with the actual road improvements. The other agreement is for the force mains. And there are two force mains there now. There's a 24-inch force main and a 10-inch force main that come from our Tingle Road pump station. And they have to relocate the force mains because when they put in the road improvements, they're going to have to install new storm water management, drains, and piping, and that's going to require those pipes to be relocated. So in this particular case, we consider this a major work item. The county will actually design do the design on the work to be done. We will bid it. We will award it to the contractor. We will pay the contractor, and we will inspect all the work, and DelDOT will pay us for all of those costs. So in the first one, they'll be carrying the bulk of the work because it's only extending laterals and some other minor things. But for these force mains, mm-hmm. the engineering department wants to maintain control of the project. And again, like I said, state pays for the work that's related to both of the agreements. And just to give you an idea, again, the DelDOT's latest schedule for doing the work on Route 26 is 2010-2011, but they have a lot of things like this that have to be taken care of. It's not just the sewer. There's the electric. There's telephone. A lot of things have got to be moved, so they're getting an early start on this. Our particular work will take about 4 months and will proceed sometime between now and 2010. Any questions before I read the motion? I have a motion then.
Yeah. Be it I don't moved. Think we'll have to worry about spending the money. I shouldn't say that.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of Sussex County Engineering Department, that both agreements with the State of Delaware Department of Transportation for State Contract Number 24-112-10 be approved to allow for the relocation of sewer laterals and force mains along SR 26, which will be funded by the Delaware Department of Transportation.
So moved.
Second. That motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips. The motion just read by Mr. Archie. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thanks, Russell.